The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call CC Woods and Brian McClain now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is the Brian McClain Show. I am he, otherwise known as Hesher sometimes. Don't get confused. Today in the second hour, my co-host CC Woods from thecurrentreport.com will be joining me. We got a couple of things to talk about, and we're going to open the call-in line. So we're going to talk about, we want to hear your opinion on this one. Elite female college swimmer begins competing against men, finishes nearly last, but says, quote, living in authenticity makes me a stronger, better man. And then the other one we're going to look at is, you guessed it, the old died suddenly. I hate these. I really do. 16-year-old girl collapsed and died suddenly during flag football game after suffering a medical emergency. All right. So we're going to talk about those with CC Woods today. I want to open with this one, if it's cool with you. Just in, abusive Democrat California Congresswoman Katie Porter announces she's running for U.S. Senate. Radical left Congresswoman and garbage human Katie Porter, a Democrat from California, announced Tuesday morning that she's running for Senate in 2024 to replace Dianne Feinstein, who's expected to retire. Yay. This news allows Gateway Pundit to flash back to previous reports to demonstrate why she must not succeed in her endeavor. So they've got her official announcement and all that. CeCe, are you familiar with Katie Porter, a Democrat from California?
No, I'm not, and I should be. Shame on me. I will start looking that up ASAP.
Shame on us, too. Shame on the both of us. But let's see. Let's see if we can't get a little bit familiar here. The Gateway Pundit has covered how Porter forced out a Navy veteran for supposedly giving her COVID. You can never, you can't prove that. That's one of the stupidest accusations I've ever heard in my entire life. You can't point to someone and be like, they gave me COVID. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
In the woke world, it does.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, you could say you gave me outrage, too, or you gave me, I don't know.
Right. Usually our good friend Mike Netter would, you know, put me on to this sort of thing, but I have seen nothing in his threads. I have seen nothing on this. So that's interesting. I will have to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what she said to the person that she fired. Well, you gave me COVID. In 25 months, it took you not following the rules to get me sick. My children have nobody to care for them.
So it's really interesting because clearly she doesn't understand transmittal and catching a cold or catching a flu and going into the supermarket. And even though you wear a mask, you touch things. And that bacteria ends up getting on your face and getting in your nose and getting in everything when you get home, especially when you forget to wash your hands. So she's an idiot. I mean, I can't really express that enough. A woke
She would need
idiot.
To prove, you would need to prove that. How do you prove that someone got you sick? I mean, you know, I know what it's like if you're, I don't know, your kids are sick or your partner's sick and then you get sick. It's like, okay, that person, I probably picked something up from that person. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that. You don't know that. You could have both been exposed to a toxin or something like that. You could have eaten something bad. I mean, it's not something
not unless
you
you're in a bubble
in a court.
Yeah. Not unless you're
like
in a
John
bubble.
Travolta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right. Unless you've been isolated, have not left your house, and somehow, and even then, somehow something enters your house, like say you do DoorDash or Instacart or whatever. There's just so many ways that you can get, you know, COVID or the flu or whatever. So it just seems a little, it's just showing her level of intelligence, which really is nothing, and arrogance. We see that all the time in these politicians where they just think they can just spew whatever and not, you know, succumb to the consequences of it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And in addition to her neurotic and selfish behavior regarding COVID, Porter also abused her staff in other sordid ways, including using racist remarks and mocking sexual harassment reports. She
sounds
told
like
someone
a very unhappy lady.
She told someone to grow up over their sexual harassment report. So, yeah, not the greatest introduction there, Mrs. Porter. Is it Ms. or Mrs.? I'm not sure. Not the greatest potential Senator Porter. It's like a ghoulish musical chairs. If she wins, it's like one ghoul kind of shuffles off and another clone.
Is she a Democrat running against a Democrat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Feinstein's expected to retire.
Yeah. So Democrat running against a Democrat. And so you already know what we're going to get. We're probably going to get the worst of two evils. that seems to be the barometer.
Yeah. Someone should meme this. They should do a meme where it's the Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones should be there replacing the balanced statue of Feinstein's bust with the balanced statue of Katie Porter's bust. I hope that they trigger the trapdoor and the big giant ball comes rolling down and figuratively squishes Katie Porter. I don't think that sounds like the right person to fill the dreaded Dianne Feinstein seat. But for a complete list of shows and our schedule offered on TNT Radio, simply visit our website at tntradio.live. You know what we do over there. We serve up the latest live news and current affairs presented by a host of credible and expert commentators, plus CC and I, who can separate fact from fiction and truth from propaganda right here on TNT Radio.
News as it happens.
It's a round-the-clock update.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right. As I said, TNT Radio has boots on the ground live from New York State Capitol in Albany. With more updates in the battle for medical freedom is TNT News producer and host John Matlin. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be back. Yeah, so we're here right now. We are talking with people. Like we were saying before, there's a lot of heated debate. But I am outside the office of Senator Andrew Lanza, the best senator, if you have to ask me, in New York. He's a person I consider a friend. And during the Max Public House battle on Staten Island in 2020, it was kind of a real telltale moment of what was going on in New York City, because Andrew Lanza, the senator, was trying to help his constituents as the restaurant across the street can open. However, Max Public House was in the orange zone, according to Mayor de Blasio. And with Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo at the time came down upon all these small business owners. And he stayed there in the fight and was trying to legally have them open. He's been fighting mandates with lawsuits. And he even went as far as the New York City Sheriff's Department, under then Sheriff, the head sheriff, Sheriff Fecito, had him handcuffed. He was half handcuffed. They were going to actually arrest the New York State Senator for trying to enter the premises of the bar that he actually had signed a contract, a legal binding contract. And he did it on a pizza box cover. It was very epic. Local artist Scott Lobato had been taping it at the time. And it's just very, very crazy where we've gone. But this man has fought endlessly, tirelessly against these mandates. And I'm trying to get a word with him. But right now there is a debate going on among some of the people you were speaking with earlier from New York du jour. There's he's been talking with them for about 35 minutes, something you rarely see an elected official do. He allowed everyone to come in his office. And there was, like I said, heated debate. But definitely one of the good ones. And I'm hoping that I could get a word from him at some point. But he's been, like I said, talking to so many people.
Well, it's good to see, you know, democracy in action out there. I feel like if you and your colleagues were not out there, and the other people that are, you know, trying to affect, you know, to work to the effect to save, you know, salvage their medical freedom in New York. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful to have these live reports from you. Joy was an absolute joy to speak with. And I really like the, you know, the du jour method.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. It's definitely a new way. I think I might be able to get a couple words from the senator. He's saying goodbye to all of the folks that we're having a conversation. A lot of smiles.
Right.
This is something very different that you usually see. But again, since day one, Hesher, we're talking about a man who, as an elected official, could have turned the other cheek and done what so many have done, which is leave us alone. And instead, Senator Lanza was out there. And like I said, to see that that moment that they put his hands behind his back because he was trying to go into a business that they said he could not enter, that we, the people, could not enter. It's very, very, it's very telling. And I do hope that he continues to stay in office past this term. I mean, that's the big thing here, because we've had a supermajority of Democrats here that have kind of wiped the floor with everything coming from the right, which is in New York is complete common sense to the fullest. And he's the one person that stands up there and debates. He was telling us a story earlier how he had debated to end the mandates, and he was called racist and a bigot for saying that, because that people of color would be affected in greater numbers by COVID, the racist virus. So, I mean, this man has gone through it all, and he still keeps coming back for more.
Oh, yeah, that's a senator after our hearts, is it not? I mean, that's great. Yeah, isn't that staggering, folks? These kind of things will even happen to sitting senators, all right? That's what you're up against if you're going up against the COVIDian narrative, the narrative of the COVIDian cult with all their jabs and stuff. John, I saw, who was it? It was Jimmy Fallon. Did you see Jimmy Fallon the other night singing his song about the new variant?
Singing. Yes, he was singing. I talked about a former shill. Jimmy Fallon made a whole song about it. It was something, so, and you know that the propaganda machine is winding up, and if they can get people to board that train, they are set to drive it directly into the nearest wall.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. I mean, I would have never, I hate to admit this, well done, Jimmy Fallon. I would have probably never remembered the name of the variant if Jimmy Fallon hadn't forced me to hear it sung to me in like a nursery rhyme sort of way. So I won't forget the name of their next fake variant, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't actually remember the name. I couldn't even get through that. You know, like I saw the different clips that said his career, rest in peace. And they had the years up. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous that they would go to that level. But I know we're getting close to the end. I don't know if we'll get a word. And he's still surrounded by at least five people having a conversation. But again, this is something that, like you're saying, democracy is at work. People are allowed back in the Capitol here. COVID aside, you're allowed to come step through. And you know what? I'm going to follow. We're going to be going into the office, hopefully. I might have him for a few seconds. Hold on. I do have Andy with me. I'm going to see if we can have a few words. Andy, you're on with the world. I just sung your praises about how you were there with COVID. What bills are you planning to fight pertaining to medical freedom this time around?
So as you know, I support legislation that would hold pharmaceutical companies accountable if they put a product into the stream of commerce that negligently hurts someone, the same as we treat auto manufacturers and any other manufacturer. If you do something negligently and it causes harm, you ought to be held accountable. Why pharmaceutical companies are not held accountable is beyond me. That's why I support that law. I think it makes for a better society. I think when companies, corporations know that they're going to be held accountable, they're more careful with respect to the things that they produce for our consumption. So that's one thing. Another piece of legislation I support is everybody who's let go because of these ridiculous vaccine mandates, which, by the way, did not work, did not save a single person, which did more harm than good. Every one of our frontline workers, nurses, teachers, firefighters, sanitation workers, correction officers, police officers, every single one of them ought to be hired back immediately with back pay. These were our heroes who, when there was no vaccine, worked in the belly of the beast, contracted COVID, there was no vaccine. They were out there saving lives, protecting us. And then after they get natural immunity and there's a vaccine, they're told, go to hell. Yeah. Don't come back. You're not welcome. That's un-American. It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. And it's not smart. We've lost some of the best people we have in our system.
Yeah.
So I have legislation that says we've got to hire everybody back. And then we've got to end these mandates. We have a vaccine. I wish the vaccine was more effective. The evidence is clear from the Department of Health in the state of New York. We have more cases of COVID than we had before the vaccine. The overwhelming majority of people that are vaccinated have contracted COVID, or I should say the overwhelming majority of COVID cases in the state of New York are amongst people who are vaccinated. Now that makes sense because the majority of people are vaccinated. But what that also tells us, it doesn't prevent people from contracting the disease. It doesn't prevent people from spreading the disease. And so with an untested vaccine that's different from most vaccines before it, we shouldn't be forcing upon people that for the very, at the very start, we know is not at risk. 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, they're not at risk, thank God, from COVID any more than they're at risk from the common cold. That has been supported.
Yep.
If you want to get a vaccine, go get a vaccine. But clearly and unfortunately, the vaccine doesn't work. So we've got to end these mandates. They don't work. They hurt people. We've destroyed people's lives, their livelihoods. We've stolen chunks of lives from a generation of kids. And I just want to end with this as well. And it breaks my heart. These mandates, which didn't save a single life, really hurt people, children with developmental disabilities in schools, who really are going to be fighting for the rest of their life to get back that which was taken away from them. It's sad. If you could say, well, we saved all these lives, you might be able to get involved in some kind of rational conversation, say maybe it was worth it, maybe it wasn't. It didn't save lives. It hurt lives. And yet people are still pushing these mandates. Enough is enough.
Thank you, Andy. All right. And that's here. That's it for me here up in Albany. And I'll be heading back home right now.
All right. Well, John, please extend my thanks, CC's thanks, TNT's thanks to Senator Lanza for all that he's doing. We really, really appreciate that. It's good to get some good news when it comes to the democratic process and knowing that there are actually politicians out there who are saying no and who are saying, hey, we're taking this back. We're not going to go for it. We need to rehire these people. We need to get them back pay. We need to work towards fixing the stolen chunks of lives from kids. Mandates hurt kids. That's right, folks. You heard a senator say all that right here on the show. Yeah. Thanks, John. I'll look forward to doing this again tomorrow.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, bye, CC. Bye, Hesher. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. There he goes, everybody. That was amazing.
That was really good news. And a good segue into our next story, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Let's take our station break. We'll come back in. We'll get into that next story. And if you're out there and you want to call in, start thinking about it. You heard the number at the top of the hour. I'll paste it in the chat room, too. We'll be right back.
TNT Radio's Mike Ryan.
We see the witch hunt. The January 6th committee has recommended charges for Trump. The Democrat-led panel has urged the Justice Department to prosecute the ex-president for insurrection. It wasn't an insurrection. What it was more like a fancy dress party, which was chaperoned by the FBI. But they also work for the Democrat Party. Somebody called him the DBI instead of the FBI. Donald Trump, who last month announced another run for the White House in 2024, has dismissed the January 6th committee's recommendation to the Justice Department to prosecute him as a witch hunt, an attempt to undermine his campaign, which it is. It's an entire witch hunt.
Mike Ryan on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. Thanks for listening to us. Now, we want to listen to you. Our lines are open from the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. There you go. There's the numbers. The call-in line is open. If you want to jump on that call-in line and you want to hang out with CeCe and I, you know where to go. I pasted it into the chat room, too. So if you missed that, go to tntradio.live. Check out the chat widget. You'll see the numbers up in there. But CeCe, let's prime the pump here. Should we start with our suddenly died?
Yes, we should. I just want to give a shout out to the big boss who is so on it with DBI.
I love that.
So good.
Yeah. Mike's show is
oh
so
my
great.
God. So good. Anyway, okay, let's segue. I just couldn't let that go. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. We were cracking up in the background here. Yes, the DBI. You know they're out there listening right now. What's up, DBI?
Yes.
All right. So, unfortunately, I will be reading you this headline here. Well, actually, before I do that, CeCe, DeMar Hamlin has been released from the hospital. They're saying there's a miraculous recovery happening. Seen any footage of him, any like current footage of him?
No.
So I'm kind of withholding rejoice over that. I hope that's true. I hope he did have a miraculous recovery and is ready to get back to the sports ball. But I'm a little, I don't know. I'm skeptical, CeCe. I'm skeptical.
I'm major skeptical. We have all these kids dying. Like falling, 16-year-olds dying, even smaller children. I think there's like some type of article. I just saw it, and there was like 6 or 9 kids in Canada that were dropping dead from the vaccine, and nobody's talking about it. And it happened in Canada, where you know they're just jabbing like there's no tomorrow, and yeah. Do they have? Does the NFL have the best care and to give to their players because they are a huge liability? Yes, of course they have that. So that being said, you know, maybe could there be a miraculous recovery? But, you know, Dr. McCullough was like, no effing way is he going to be able to get through life without a defibrillator. So. And he wasn't like, he said, no way is he going to be back in the NFL. So I'm in shock right now. I definitely want to talk to Dr. McCullough as soon as we possibly can. So, I don't know, you know,
yeah,
that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, you know, this, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but, mm-hmm. We know how it is with social media managers. We know how it is with corporations like the NFL, and we know how important narrative management is. Look at Twitter. Look at how Twitter 1.0 operated. Look at the mass media cartel. Look how the mm-hmm. mass media cartel operates. The thing of prime, of key, of paramount importance is the narrative. So, I mean, all bets are off for me. I'm putting my tinfoil hat on with regards to DeMar Hamlin right now. I will happily take it off when I see him back on the field and that game picking up at, you know, 5 minutes and 38 seconds or wherever it left off. Happy to eat my words on this one. Always more than happy to eat my words when it comes to, you know, someone going through a hard time like him. But I would not put it past the NFL. I would not put it past the larger COVIDian cult pandemic industrial complex to gin up a quick repair, a quick recovery, a miraculous recovery for this young man.
Of course, it happened on Monday Night Football with millions of people watching him drop to the floor and CPR, and all those players like they were white, they were sheet white. I mean, come on, how do you not do damage control after that? Of course you do.
Yeah,
I mean,
never let a good crisis go to waste either. I've seen a number of cases where some high profile person had something like this happen or had an adverse effect, you know, Guillain-Barré, facial paralysis, strokes, blood clots, you name it. And they get paid off. I'm pretty sure a lot of these people are being paid off. And Chris Sky has come on and claimed as much. I can't prove it, but folks, if you know who Chris Sky is and you check out his Instagram account, he claims that he's in contact with an uncle of a young woman. I think she was 18, who was at the Houston Music Festival last year in what was that, in April or something like that, maybe? I can't remember exactly when it was, but there was a whole bunch of people that collapsed, and a number of them died suddenly at this concert. Was
when?
That Chris Brown?
When was this?
I don't
this?
Remember.
Last year?
Okay, excellent. Yes, yeah, last year. I'll send you the article on it so you can check it out. But anyway, he claims he's in contact with an extended family member, like an uncle of a young woman that mm-hmm. passed away there, and is saying that this guy is telling him that people are actually getting paid off and basically being put into something similar to a witness protection program, given new phones, given new names, bought new houses. Okay, excellent. Let's, I'll tell you what, we've got Jason calling from Tennessee on the open line, but let's take a quick headline here. Jason, hold the line. Don't go anywhere. We got to take a headline with today's news talk. We'll come back and we'll hit that open line.
Well, what's the news?
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Italian leftists are angry over Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni directing NGO migrant taxi ships to drop off migrants in cities run by leftist mayors. UK government ministers met trade union leaders on Monday in a bid to end a wave of strikes that has hobbled the rail network and strained the overburdened health system. Classified documents from Joe Biden's time as vice president were found at a Washington think tank, where Biden had an office from 2017 until his run for president.
The common housefly, caught in the clutches of the spider's web. Every move it makes just makes matters worse. Then, dinner time.
Feast on the captivating stories, videos, and helpful information on our website.
Whoa. Dinner's ready.
Oh, man.
Escape is futile.
Just one more video.
Get stuck in our web.
TNTRadio.live.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm with CC Woods from thecurrentreport.com. You got Hesher on the microphone here. We've got Jason calling from Tennessee onto the open line. Jason, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing great. Great conversation. Very important. I wonder, you know, how much longer they can hide all these collapses and deaths, heart attacks by these perfectly healthy young people. I saw two more in my social media feed today that it's not getting much attention. Then I heard the one you spoke of earlier about the young lady who passed away. It's just unbelievable what's going on, and you wonder how much longer people will hold their tongue. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I personally, I keep the amount of boosters that are being used on these children, because even Dr. McCullough said 85% of the people that took the jab will most likely be okay if they just took the original jab. That's according to him. That's what he said on our last show that we had him on. Anyway, it's the boosters that greatly increase the risk of literally dropping dead. And you know, if you're a parent, most of these parents who are thinking that they should be vaccinating their children from basically something that is a glorified, if it is even a glorified common cold, you know they are going to make sure they get a booster, and then up the new booster's out, and up the new booster's out, and up the new booster's out. So how many jabs do these poor kids have in their system in such a short period of time to where a 16-year-old is dropping dead, to where a 9-year-old is dropping dead? That's, are you seeing any of that, Jason? Can you, you know,
I am.
Help me out with anything that you've seen?
Yeah, actually, someone I'd worked with for a long time, unfortunately, their son, who was 19, passed away. He's a soccer player in college, perfectly healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't spoken to them, and I don't know what their feelings are on it, but, you know, it's, you see those kinds of things locally now, and it's hard to understand why more people aren't questioning it. And, you know, I'll share this quickly with you guys. Best friend, he's been a nurse for 20 plus years. We had a conversation this morning, and he's not a political guy, but he's just over this whole, you know, vaccine thing. He understands that it's a sham, and even worse, he told me, he said, look, we're supposed to, we get these vaccines. They're supposed to be under refrigeration. And he says, we'll get them, and they'll have like one little ice pack that doesn't even touch, you know, most of the vaccines, has no, you know, effect on them whatsoever, and they come in hot. And he wonders, you know, there's that one thing, how is that affecting these vaccines? So, you know, there's so much that's going on that we don't know about, and it's really terrifying to think about all these children who are perfectly healthy, yet God knows what's going to happen to them in the future.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
It's really scary, you know, and I've looked at some analyses of these, you know, bottles of liquid, mystery liquid. What's Savory call it? I think he calls it Pentagon juice, which I love. Shout out.
Sorry. I can't help.
And they're not all the same. Like, you can look at different lots. There'll be different colors. Some will be clear. Some will look like root beer. And this whole refrigeration thing, I've been very skeptical about that. I mean, how difficult would it be to distribute something to quite literally billions of people, stuff that has to travel internationally? Geez, I can't even get ice cream from a gas station that hasn't already been melted and refrozen once. So am I to believe that Moderna and Pfizer are that much more good at handling stuff at extremely low temperatures? And what's with all these people I see jabbing it into people's arms, like in little like outdoor tents at Lowe's and Home Depot and all these random places? You know,
that
these aren't medical professionals. It's so
sketchy. Oh my God, that's so sketchy. When they do that, especially like at Dodger Stadium, and they just have these little vaccine clinics like wherever, and people are actually getting this shot into their arm in like a parking lot. It's crazy.
Right? Seriously, it's Jason, crazy. I think right now there's someone out there listening to this who is one of those people, who's one of those parking lot jabberwocky people, one of those people who has this trickle-down indemnity to something that's potentially a death shot. One of those people should call into this open line. I would really like to hear one of those people call in and say, you know what, you guys, you're right. We didn't keep that stuff at negative 94 degrees or whatever Arctic temperature it's supposed to be. And we aren't trained medical professionals. I mean, Jason and Cece, what do you guys think about that? Do you think that we're ever going to hear that from one of these people? Or did they all sign NDAs when they got their cool little, you know, jabberwocky job or their cool contact tracer job? Bunch of ghouls.
Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd say we'll never hear from them. They're probably not even smart enough to speak up about it, or they're afraid to, or like you said, they signed something, so they never would talk about it. So, you know, they just get these people that really don't know what's going on, probably don't even know if they're supposed to stay that cold until they, you know, a certain time. So, no, I don't think we'll hear a thing.
Okay, well, yeah. Go ahead, Cece, you got a question?
I do know a couple of our, a few of our listeners who actually reached out to me on Twitter and have told me about their experiences in LA County, and I'm trying to get them on the air. And it's, you know, there's also specific outlets that, like, let's say county employees are only supposed to use to get the jab or to go get your COVID test or whatever it is. So that's another aspect of this that I'm hoping that we can get into possibly tomorrow and hear from our listeners about that. So, but yeah, because it's sketchy.
Yeah. Because at this point we're seeing numbers, like Dr. Peter McCullough said, we're seeing numbers like 1 in 4 people knows someone who's had, or knows someone who knows someone. You know, I don't know how many degrees of Kevin Bacon we need here. I think it's pretty much 1 degree who's had an adverse reaction from this stuff, Jason, you know? So, and you know, if 80, and another thing he said is that 85% of people are okay. I think what he means by that, and maybe I'll ask him to expand on that next time he's on, but I think what he means by that is currently 85% of the people that took it are currently okay, and 15% are currently having adverse reactions, suffering adverse reactions, or even no longer with us, you know. And that goes back to, let me just read you to a little bit of details about this young girl. A high school student collapsed and died suddenly during a flag football game in Nevada after suffering from chest problems. Her name was Ashari Hughes, and she experienced a medical emergency during her flag football game at Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas. In the middle of the game, the 16-year-old went to the sidelines to take a break after experiencing chest issues, according to a family member. Ashari then suddenly collapsed. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported that registered nurse Alfina Pfeiffer-Hill allegedly ran onto the field to administer CPR to Hughes. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, "Today was the first time ever in my 26 years of nursing that I had to do CPR on a kid." She wrote that on her Facebook. A defibrillator was used to help Ashari regain a heartbeat, but the sophomore student never recovered and was pronounced dead at the St. Rose Dominican Hospital in Henderson. The cause of Hughes' sudden death has yet to be revealed. Now, Jason, does that sound familiar to you? Have you heard other cases like this that end in those words? The cause of, you know, insert rest in peace person's name here, sudden death has yet to be revealed.
I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that more and more on social media. It's not getting much attention. And you just have to wonder, why can't people put two and two together? You know, more people. It's turned into such a scam, such a consumerism type of scam with these inoculations. You know, I called the CVS the other day to get my statin. Haven't called in a long time. Probably shouldn't even be taking a statin. But, they have this, I had to hold, right? So I get this recording that is trying to sell me vaccines, and it says they have over 30-some-odd vaccines available at my local CVS. So it's really a very commercialist type of thing, and people better wake up, man. We're talking about our kids and future generations.
Yeah, no child should ever have to, I mean, no parent should ever have to go through the death of a child. I mean, it's just so devastating. But again, the manipulation, the commercialization, just like you say, that is what is really brainwashing these people into allowing their children, taking their children, forcing their children, being okay with their kids getting an experimental drug, basically, and with no testing, no nothing. I mean, it's shocking. It really is shocking.
Yep. And you know, it's just keep banging this drum. It's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy, mm-hmm. biotechnology.
Yes.
Stuff, true. You know, with stuff that replicates, that self-replicates inside a person's cells. I don't understand. I really don't. You know, they try to make the whole jab thing and the COVID thing politicized. It's just amazing, right? Like, let's look backward for a moment here and remember that for all of 2020 and about the first, I'm guessing, 7-8 months of 2021, we had bipartisan fear pushing, bipartisan pro-vax, bipartisan pro-warp speed, everything, right? Like, if you were in this particular circle that we're in right here, that we're broadcasting and having this conversation back in early 2021, even late 2021, or before it even rolled out in 2020, you had no political affiliation. You were simply a hesitant a-hole. You were simply a conspiracy theorist. You were simply an anti-vaxxer. They have all these pejoratives for what that meant. And now it's okay for it to be politicized. So once we hit that threshold and all of a sudden you'd start seeing it being politicized on Fox News, now we're in a situation where to have the discussion, it's like, oh, well, those must be, you know, conservatives having that discussion. I got news for you if you're out there still buying that old line of garbage. That is not what's going on anymore. This is now everyone, everywhere, everyone is thinking it, unless they're completely brainwashed and NPC'd into the COVIDian cult. Jason, I want to thank you for calling in today for the show. It was great to have you. I appreciate you calling in for the live show.
It's great talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
Have a great day.
Jason from Tennessee, thank you very much. All right, let's take our final station break here, CC. That's probably a good place to put an exclamation point on that one. I'm sick of this died suddenly stuff. The story of this young girl dying this way is all we need to know. That's all we need to know to say to everybody, hey, I'm really glad Damar Hamlin is okay if that is indeed the case, but a lot of people aren't. And he's not the only person that matters. He doesn't matter any more or any less than this poor girl who died playing flag football, okay? She didn't take a hard hit, anything like that. This is unprecedented, and it's becoming very, very, very common. You're listening to Today's News Talk, and we'll be back.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, probably the least qualified person ever to hold the position, continues to just not answer questions that, well, she doesn't want to answer. One has been asked a couple of times now by Peter Doocy of Fox News. Did Joe Biden lie to us all when he said he never spoke to his son Hunter about his business dealings? This attempt by Doocy came on Tuesday as he referenced the incoming House Oversight Committee.
They claim to have evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people about his involvement in his family's business schemes. Did he?
So look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. House Republicans promised that fighting inflation during the midterms was going to be their number one priority. That's what they said was important to them, and that's what they said that they wanted to do. But instead, what they're doing is wanting to do an investigation on the president and his family.
You'd think that if the answer was no, she'd say it. So I'll assume Biden did lie to us all, and I can't wait for the evidence to be presented by the committee, which hopefully will prove it. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg bought the 2020 election with hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that likely handed the White House to Joe Biden last year, according to a new analysis. Researcher William Doyle of the Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute, CRERI, said election funding funneled by Zuckerberg and his wife through two nonprofits significantly increased Joe Biden's vote margin in key swing states. The Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR, passed a staggering $419.5 million of Zuckerberg's money into local government elections offices. The research found the massive influx of funds essentially created a high-powered concierge-like get-out-the-vote effort for Biden that took place inside the election system, rather than attempting to influence it from the outside, appears to have generated enough additional votes for Biden to secure Electoral College victory in 2020.
Like Bob Marley said,
get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
From big tech censorship to calling out government tyranny, TNT Radio has the guts to say what you're thinking and gives you the platform to be heard. Call the open line anytime in the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. In the UK, call 033-024-1026. And in Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310.
Stand up for your right.
Free speech has a home on TNT Radio.
Well, 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 Bob Marley knows. That's right. Get up, stand up right over here at TNT, tntradio.live. That's where you find us on the interwebs. Get on over there, buy yourself a pair of socks, throw a donation our way, say hello in the chat, join the soapbox, throw something up there. Call the open line if you like. Open line is still open if anybody wants to call in. CC, speaking of Bob Marley, didn't one of his grandsons just die suddenly? Seem to remember this happening. Let's see if
That just happened a couple of weeks ago. Again.
Yeah, January. Let's see. Yeah, reggae musician Joseph Joe Murrah, Bob Marley's grandson, and Stephen Marley's son has died at 31. Representative confirmed his death to Rolling Stone. Cause of death not immediately disclosed. I'm going to close that browser right there because the rest of it is all going to be garbage. This is just absurd, CC. I can't believe people are still saying, you know, oh, you're not allowed to ask people their vax status when a family member dies. It's like, why? Why not? Why not? Maybe it would save someone else's life. Do you know anyone who has lost someone close to them in a situation where a lesson could be learned or someone else could be saved if that, you know, had been known ahead of time and then does not want to advocate for it so that they don't hurt someone's feelings? I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, I totally agree with you. But it's interesting that the senator brought up that he's trying to push through legislation to make the pharmaceutical companies have to take liability, just like a car company. Well, but remember, Dr. McCullough addressed that. And he said that we, you know, there's some state of emergency crap that, you know, was in effect, which basically made them not liable. So how do we undo that? We have to take away the state of emergency, right? That's really what we need to find out. Because that's, if I mean, obviously the senator's probably done his homework, not going to, you know, push back on that, because clearly if he feels like he can put something forward like that, he can, at least in that state. Maybe in that state they can. I know that we got Gruesome over here, and that boy is going to try to take advantage of any type of COVID, anything he can get his hands on. So, so that being said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to be able to push that legislation through. However, I do want to bring up something completely off this topic that might piss enough people off that they might want to call us and talk about it. Zelensky is going to go to the Golden Globes.
Are you kidding me? I hadn't heard this.
I kid you not. I saw it. I was so appalled. I didn't even want to screenshot it on my phone and send it to you.
Thank you. Thank you for not sending me that. I just want to. I want to vomit yellow and blue right now. Just choke it all up.
We might have to have open lines for that segment for sure tomorrow, unless somebody's brave enough to call in right now and talk about it, because that your country is at war. You've been begging us for money, and now you're going to show up at award ceremonies. I mean, what is that? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, that the craziness. Golden Globe, forgive my ignorance, that's for television acting. Is that right? Is that
what the Golden Globes also are? Movies. It's movies, directors. Movies, okay. It's well, everything. It's actually the Hollywood Foreign Press. That's who pushes that. The Hollywood Foreign Press. But when I saw that, I was like, if this doesn't look high maintenance fake on all levels, I mean, I'm blown away. Your country's in the middle of a war. You got designer khakis going on, and you're actually putting it out there that you're going to go to the Golden Globes. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Minor correction. Knockoff khakis. Chinese made knockoff khakis. All right. He's not even rocking cool khakis.
Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh. Well, this is actually pretty appropriate for him, considering he's an actor and a comedian and a guy that'll take his pants off and, you know, bang his wang around on a keyboard, you know, on a piano. Like that's, you know, so are they going to introduce him as the comedian and the actor that plays the president of Ukraine, or are they going to introduce him as some sort of Winston Churchill sort of character? You know, is it going to be this just like,
I mean, this guy has used this war as his personal PR campaign since day one, from the cover of Vogue to his clothing to these high profile visits, these whiny little, oh, I had to wind my way through the country to get to a train, to get to a plane, to get to the
gotta
White House.
Gotta hang out with Sean Penn. Gotta bail, oh, guys. Gotta bail the front line. Gotta go hang with Sean Penn. Gotta go hang with Nancy
and now
Pelosi.
The Golden Globes. I mean, every day with this guy, I got to pick my job off the floor. It's crazy.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, Cece, let me ask
swindling
you this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The swindling is off the chain. We've never seen anything like it before. I got a Hollywoodish question for you here. So you're probably the right person to ask. When someone gets invited to the Golden Globes or the Emmys or the Oscars or whatever, is there like a gift basket? Do they receive a big thing? What's Zelensky's? What's going to be in his basket?
Big things. They give out these crazy trips. They give out these crazy gift. I want to call them cards, but you know, credits to go to these big designers. They give them jewelry. They give them all kinds of things, like
Balenciaga gift cards.
Right? Oh my goodness.
Here's a Balenciaga mask for you in your gift basket. But I'm thinking in old Zelensky's gift basket, in Vladimir's gift basket, he should get a voucher probably. I'm expecting he'll get a check for about $46 billion and he'll get a voucher, a shopping voucher for Balenciaga. He'll get an IOU for some M1 Abrams tanks. And what else might he want? Oh, probably something for the missus, right? Got to have something for the missus. Perhaps a paid trip to France.
What do you want to bet they're going to give him an honorary Golden Globe? What do you want to bet? Let's bet on this because you and I are normally right. Like a couple weeks later, we're like, called it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When's the Nobel Peace Prize happen, too? I'm expecting him to get that also.
Oh, my goodness definitely gracious. Get
the Nobel Peace Prize for sending all of his fighting age, quote unquote, fighting age people up to their 60s into the meat grinder at the front line there, you know, on our dime.
I can't
apparently.
Imagine how there are not enough people who may have seen that and not been totally and completely pissed off. But here's another one. This is actually kind of a win. Did you see how the Republican House voted to repeal the funding for the 87,000 IRS agents?
I did. I have mixed emotions about it. I have mixed emotions.
Going for the jugular, though. Okay, why? Mm-hmm. How could you have mixed emotions of them not hiring the Gestapo, for God's sakes? They got a lot of other things to clean up.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why I have mixed emotions. It feels a little art of the deal to me. It almost feels like the kind of thing. It almost feels like the kind of thing that everybody would have allowed to go through, back when it was voted through. Because number one, they knew that people like us would be up in arms about it. They knew that the American common sense crowd and conservative crowd would be like, no thanks. We didn't vote for this. No one wants this. And that it would make a ton of outrage, you know, and I participated in that. I'm outraged by the concept of them even laying that concept out, you know? So it's like, why was this even a decision? You know, that's enough to outrage a lot of Americans right there. But then to have it basically as a bargaining chip, you know, because there's so much public attention on it. So it's almost like maybe they never even intended for that to go through. And it was just a means to, you know, throw a line item in there that could get a lot of attention and then give them an open goal for when they took the House back to really sort of placate to the wider, common sense audience. It's just my conspiracy side, though. I'll take my tinfoil hat off and say I'm glad that some deals are being made that are positive. It is a positive. It's a net positive, I suppose, compared to it having gone through and us having to have that enhancement to our IRS. We certainly don't need that.
Well, I mean, clearly he made a lot of backdoor deals in order to get past that 15th time. So he didn't have to go back. Okay. He wanted to be prom king. He is prom king. He made the deals. He did it. He is Speaker of the House. But it's interesting to see all of this like start bubbling to the surface like right now. And we do want to talk with our listeners about it. And I want to hear what they have to say about this and how this first week of him being Speaker of the House. And how they feel about
absolutely,
it.
Oh, absolutely, you know.
And the decisions
there's
that
some
are being
interesting,
made.
Yeah, there's going to be some interesting things to come about, you know. They're talking about Jim Jordan perhaps running a committee. They're talking about removing the squad from a bunch of the congressional committees. So, you know, there's going to be an investigation into inappropriate weaponization of federal agencies, you know. So I don't know. I kind of feel like we got the trailer for 2023 over this whole McCarthy incident here. We're kind of like looking forward to all
that
these.
That man
little,
was
know,
determined.
Show.
Ooh, he was determined.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a dog and pony show, CC. I don't know how much is if anything's going to change the trajectory we're on, aside from we the people, everybody. Mm-hmm. But the dog and pony show on Capitol Hill should be very, very interesting to watch as we move into this next year, CC.
I couldn't agree more. we're going to have to continue this discussion tomorrow, this heated discussion.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, you're going to have to call in tomorrow. Call the open line tomorrow. We are here for you. Thanks, CeCe. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Peace out. See you tomorrow. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Have a great day.
Everyone, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Stay locked and loaded here at TNT. We're live 24/7 and here for you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.